Amen. You know, we get excuses, come up with excuses, but when the day of trouble comes, excuses won't work. Amen. But I tell you what will work, the word will work all the time. Amen. And I want to thank all you guys that I call on to share on Wednesday night. You did a marvelous job, and we're grateful for that. Amen. We'll do more of it. But what I'm excited about, I understand from Brother Tim, we got somewhere around 24 to baptize next Sunday. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Amen. We're going to get in the water, going down in the water. Amen. We have been here how many years? 30, how many years? How many years? We've been 37 years, I believe. And this is our first time of being able to use our baptism pool, the battery. And we're excited about that. And, you know, and there will be many more. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Praise God. But tonight, I'm going to take a few minutes, and then I'm going to ask you to give me a few. That'll be okay. I'm going to take a few, and then you give me a few. And somewhere we'll wind up getting about as much time as we need tonight. Amen. And what I want to talk about tonight, glory to God, y'all kind of quiet, and I don't know where it's the weather. I don't know. Did you get enough sleep or what? You didn't get enough sleep? You shaking your head. T said you didn't get enough sleep. Well, don't go to sleep now. It's the wrong time to sleep. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I want to talk about God's saying and some of God's sayings and God's doings. Sayings and doings. The sayings of God and the doings of God. Amen. Very familiar scripture. You probably know it by heart. Proverbs 4:20. Proverbs 4 and 20, where we'll start. Hallelujah. Amen. The sayings of God and his doings. Hallelujah. How sure are his sayings? How true, how steadfast is his doings? Hallelujah. Proverbs 4:20 says, and you can put that up. My son, it's King James. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my sayings. Notice, incline what? Thine ear to my saying. The New King James said, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. And let them not depart from thine eyes. Do what? Notice, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Keep them where? In the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I don't know if you're aware of it or not. Sometimes we're living in a world that we have an adversary who is clever, crafty, deceptive, cunning, deceitful, ungodly, untrue, and he's always trying to find out a way to deceive us, mislead us, or distract us, and keep us away from who we are, keep us away from who God, and learning of who God has made us and what he has done, and how absolute we have been made absolutely conquerors, more than conquerors in this life in Jesus. But he is clever, and I'm not going to talk much about him, but we have to point him out, because if you're not aware, you find yourself in a place. Sometimes some people don't make it out, and sometimes it's hard to get out. And this is why the Lord said, "My son, attend to my word. Keep listening to what I'm saying. Keep listening. Keep listening till you find or hear what I'm saying. For what I'm saying is life to you." And we know that the scripture said, the word said, life has what? Triumph over death. Life has what? Triumph over death. But you can only find life where? In the word of God. Jesus said in John 6:63, "My words are spirit and they are life." But notice he said up above that the flesh profit nothing. But my words, they are spirit and they are life. And so the flesh is always want to rise up and gain, have the ascendant, have it, and be in charge. And if you don't renew your mind become weak and vulnerable to the flesh. I remember when I was talking to somebody about this. I remember when the ice cream had me. I'm not talking about it, just I had a desire for it had me. It talked to me. I could hear it better than I could hear from God. Y'all laughing, but I get up in the nighttime, you know, because that's when I had no restriction or no discipline in that area, because I thought you could just eat because you wanted. And I would go get up and get some water or something, ice cream. Hey, I would just mind my own business, you know. I could hear just as good. Hey, get your cup. No, come on, you know you want me. And you know what happened? Before that night's over, I had a cup of cream, ice cream. And